Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3. Don't you just love our intro? I remember when we first started Radio Law Talk back about a year and a half ago. We really had to pick a good intro. We actually bought the music, just copyright issues. We had to buy that music. But what a wonderful opportunity.
Wasn't written by Led Zeppelin.
No, not that I know of.
It was by a little band called Spirit.
Don't worry. My producer gave it to us in a week.
So those of you who didn't listen to Hour 1 and 2, we've had a lot of fun. If you want to go back, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com. You can listen to our podcasts. They're usually up by Monday. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or do the hashtag case or no case if you want to comment on case or no case. It'll be coming up this hour. But we've had a lot of fun the first 2 hours, and I just wish more people would listen to us because we do have a lot of listeners, and thank you for those listeners. But it's our fault. We need to start getting more affiliates on board, and they are coming on. They're just slowly popping on, and I just feel that it's going to just run. Again, we have a number of areas that are going to pick us up. They say they're picking us up. It's in the works. And they just say, oh, another month. We're a month away. So
you know what we should do?
It's just killing me.
You know what we should do? Because this is going to take off. But my suggestion would be if we created a T-shirt that said Radio Law Talk for all of our dedicated listeners right now, something that they could get that says Radio Law Talk, I was there in the beginning.
Like a first adapter T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes, like I was there in the beginning. Like Radio Law Talk, Amargosa Valley, you know,
there
something
you go.
Like that. And, yeah. and they would be able to wear that with cred when in a year from now we are up at the 9 to 12 slot up against the big guys and stuff. And they're able to say, back in my day, I was there.
What do you call those people that join?
Bandwagon.
Bandwagon. Yeah, those who are the bandwagon joiners.
Pile on, the bandwagon's getting full.
Yeah, it's got to be probably Joseph. We'll probably have to put him on as one of them.
I think so.
He's one of our good callers. And also, who's the guy that called for Amargosa Valley? What was his name again?
Bill.
That's right. Bill from Adam. He was one of our first callers.
And did he get a T-shirt and the mug?
Yes, he got a T-shirt and the mug.
We got to give Chris some cred, even though he's the drummer in my band, but he's been calling to harass me.
Actually, the caller.
But who got the first caller?
You did.
I did.
You know what? We've got a lot of good callers. Yeah. We have people that call in. It's interesting how it keeps increasing and increasing.
Yes, some good calls today, too.
Yeah, good calls. Yeah.
Thank you.
So third hour, what we're going to do is we're going to do a case or no case. We've got to bring up the Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about him first, and then we're going to talk briefly about Kavanaugh. There's so much going on, but it's just been, the minutiae, there's just so much of it all week that it's like, oh, do we have to talk about it on Saturday? Give our listeners a break, you know. But we'll have to bring it up. Then the $31 million botched circumcision. Todd's going to talk in detail about that.
Why is that getting thrown over to me? It's not a shoe. So the Moyle had a buckshot infection in his elbow. I don't know. What the heck? It's not my fault.
So Todd's going to get into that. We're going to make him talk about Denise and I are like, yeah, we're going to let him talk about that one. And then if you want to call us again, 855-LAW-RADIO. And the most important thing I've got to say this third hour is Salt Lake City Airport, call my grandson and send his $100 back to him.
They better not keep it. I sense a little legal action here, Fred.
I'm not. I want Salt Lake. I'm going to, you know what? This is going to be a beginning of a segment. We're going to go nationwide, and all the Salt Lake City Airport keeps thinking, what is this $100 thing about this little kid that keeps coming across and hammering on Salt Lake City Airport?
calls, hey, I lost a $100 bill in the airport. Did you guys find it?
Yeah, but they're going to have to say where it was.
It was all wrinkled up. Yeah, no.
I want to tell you exactly. They're going to have to know exactly where it was because we knew where it was.
Now, there was a TV staple back in the day when I was doing television news that was called the Great Honesty Test.
Yeah.
And so if local reporters were bored and couldn't find real news, they would set like a wallet out on the street or they'd put money out on the street and just kind of track people and see how, you know, how they would handle that. And John Quinones from ABC made it a franchise, and
yes,
he does it on 2020 quite frequently now. But it's just an honesty test to see what people would do with it.
Yeah. What do you think we should do? Maybe we should call Salt Lake City Airport this hour and say, hey, I lost $100.
Can you get the number? I'll get the number and see if we can,
what happens.
We'll see if we can talk to the lost and found.
Give the date, time, and location. Say, by the way, I lost $100. Did anybody turn anything in that was $100?
Yeah,
and have, Nope, not to my knowledge.
It was wadded up, and that $100 is in the donut shop long
that's
ago.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's our lunch. That was our lunch the day my grandson turned it in. So
sure.
Anyway, we're gonna do a case or no case. So let's kind of roll with case or no case. And let's get started, and then we'll tee it up and get the answers after the next break.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Yeah, I like that part.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I take you now to the fancy schmancy community of Woodmore, Maryland. That's right, friends. Woodmore, Maryland, just outside our great nation's capital of Washington, D.C.
Please tell me we're not doing the circumcision case.
It's all tied together.
So.
A man there wanted to replace the mailbox on his uppity upscale $1.2 million house.
Well, that's a low scale in the Bay Area of San Francisco scale house. Go ahead.
Who knows how old this case might be. And he went to the Homeowners Association and said, I'm going to use a cedar slatted mailbox, kind of like the kind I had before, upgraded a little bit, but, you know, that's what I want to use. I'm going to replace it. And they said, no, you may not. You will put in an aluminum mailbox. In fact, we want one with that big...
No soup for you!
That's right. Big, fancy W right on the front of it for Woodmore. I don't care what your last name is. We want a W. And if you don't do it, we're going to start fining you $100 a week up to a $10,000 maximum. Take it or leave it. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll start with you, Mr. Penny, because I rarely start with you.
That's good.
Is this a case... or no case? The Homeowners Association says, we'll tell you what kind of mailbox to put in, and the one we want you to put in costs $500 plus installation. Now,
okay.
Case or no case? And if so, outcome, if you please.
Sure. I'm going to say, I'm going to cut to the chase. This is a case. I'm assuming when they bought their house, Todd's smiling because that means this is... The problem is, this is a clear-cut case to me. It's easy. So that's why I'm worried. But I'm going to say it's a case, and he signed, you know, when they buy the house, they've got to sign the CC&Rs. That's standard. They can't usually buy a house without the CC&Rs.
And CC&Rs is covenants and restrictions against your title.
That's correct.
That means that you have to follow certain rules.
Which is rules, and the rule probably is you have to put a certain type of box on there, and they dictate what type of box. And I think the Homeowners Association wins, and he has to put the metal box up. That is so basic and so simple and such an easy case, I worry that I'm wrong. But that's what I'm going to stick to. I'm going to keep it simple. So the answer is yes, case. The homeowners win. The individual loses. He has to put the $500 box up.
All right. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I was not looking at you. You're supposed to call on Todd next.
Well, I could tell you were avoiding my eye contact, so I thought, perfect, I'll ask Denise. Case or no case, Denise? And if so, what was the outcome?
1 minute.
Okay, well, it could be a case.
But is it a case?
No.
No case. Todd.
No case.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Is this one of these things where we're going to say, well, I forgot to tell you about the fact that...
Oh, yeah.
Did the mailbox have any issues with being in compliance with federal regulations for the U.S. mail? Because there's no issues with regard to that.
No trick.
What about, as one of the Homeowners Association's members, do they own the mailbox company that produces them?
Oh, good question.
Todd, you have a quick answer, 30 seconds.
Quick answer is, yes, it's a case, and the homeowner loses.
We'll be right back. We got 15 seconds left, and then we're going to come back and find out if Todd, Denise, or Fred are winners.
I'm wrong.
Answer to case or no case.
Probably right.
Coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
The most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Your You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, give us an overview and who voted and did what.
All right, so the overview of the case is a fancy neighborhood in the community of Woodmore, just outside of Washington, D.C. A man wanted to replace the current approved mailbox on his fancy-smancy house. Told the homeowners association he wanted to do so by using one similar to the one he put in before. And they said, no, we've made a change. What's that noise? Quit crinkling papers.
Donna is back there eating food. What do you got, Donna? What
so
is
much
it?
For the radio studio.
Oh, she has chips.
The
Jesus.
Sanctity of the radio studio here.
Jesus, behind Cal.
Where the earth? Is there a UFO in the room?
I'm not going to blame her for that.
Do it. Hey, Donna, go put it right next to him.
The only issue I have is that she didn't bring stuff in here for us.
Our call screener, wonderful. By the way, she's the lemon bar queen.
Yes, lemon bar queen. Yeah, so be nice to her. Oh, so anyway, the point is that the Homeowners Association said you may not replace that box with one of similar type. We've changed the rules, and you have to put in this aluminum, fancy, really cool box, and you've got it has to have a fancy W on the front for the name of our community, Woodmore, and they cost about $500 a piece. And Denise said it's not a case. Todd said it's not a case.
No, he said it's a case.
And the Homeowners Association prevailed.
The HOA prevailed.
Yes.
Fred said it's a case, and the HOA prevailed.
Right.
Doing well with that so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So those of you who said it was a case, that would be Fred and Todd.
Yes! Sorry, Denise, to mock you.
Means Denise gets skunked today. Now, those of you who said that the HOA prevailed, I see by a show of hands.
You know, I almost changed my answer based upon something that I heard you say
additional fact.
That I didn't hear initially, which was that he wanted to replace it with an identical one or similar one to what he originally had, and they had subsequently changed it.
Well, I thought
the reason I didn't overstate that point is I figured it was obvious that they had an approved type before because they were in a community that had the mailbox. They just they changed the rules. Well, the judge said, you know what? What's next? A roof that costs $150,000? You guys are stepping over your bounds by a lot. You can't do this. It turns out, though, that it was not a money winner for the gentleman who filed the case. His legal fees came to about $35,000, or about 65 mailboxes he could have put them in. And as soon as he put back in the mailbox that he wanted to, somebody came, vandalized it, broke it off, broke the cedar post it was mounted on, and smashed it to pieces. Even though many of his neighbors came and thanked him, and he obviously lived in a fancy neighborhood where he could afford to pay $35,000 in legal fees on a matter of principle. I'm glad he did. But the HOA did not prevail. The homeowner did. So each of you who guessed that got 1 point. Denise, I'm sorry to say,
I'm skunked.
Has not gotten any points today, which means our current score is Fred Petty, 68, Denise Dirks, 66, and Todd Kunin, 68. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case for this hour.
You know, you don't want to cross the HOA because, I mean, it's like, so I understand you got a problem with the CCNRs.
I know, right? Right?
So you want to build a mailbox, but you're not greasing the skids here.
Talk about the power they have.
So you got your mailbox. All right, hope nothing happens.
That was a nice little cedar mailbox you
put
in.
Hope you didn't have any valuable mail in the box when it went its untimely demise.
Would you like to buy some mailbox insurance?
And by the way, picture the guy standing there saying that with a cane in his hand and all bent over.
Your mailbox was filled with concrete and is now on the bottom of the Hudson.
Don't know how it got there. Must have fallen.
You wouldn't want a tragic accident to befall that slip and slide you have in the backyard.
And Donna's still eating her cheeses.
Yes.
That's what's important.
And riffling that envelope back there the bag to make me crazy.
I told you I got a phone call, and shout out to USA Radio Network, as I am the legal correspondent or legal analyst for USA Radio Network, and Tim Berg, one of the great guys doing a good job of he's one of the news anchors, called me up and I opined. I didn't opine. I laid out some issues and facts on the Cosby case. So those of you who are listening, I want you to sit down and you have to draw out a diagram. This is so confusing. Okay, so let's back up. All right. Cosby is found guilty. O'Neill just recently came out this week and gave him 3 to 10 years.
Judge O'Neill.
3 to 10 years in prison. Which, you know, Todd and I discussed off the air a few days ago, which means it could be between 3 and 10, depending upon how good he is in jail and, you know, all types of issues. He asked to be bailed out, and they said no, they denied bail.
They denied him home.
Yep.
What is it called? Home
house arrest.
House arrest. Mm-hmm. And now the issue is, and I said more than likely what's going to happen is, his team is probably already prepped and set up at the time, and I think this came down on Tuesday, that they will do, they'll ask for a stay pending the appeal, because they're going to appeal this on a number of things, on two issues. I'm going to talk about the one issue, and I'll let Denise and Todd talk about the other issue of this tape. But the first issue is, and here goes the flow chart. Judge O'Neill at one time was running for district attorney in the county, and this is in Pennsylvania in a state court. And he was running against a guy by the name of Castor. And the two were running against each other, and as they ran against each other, Castor found out that O'Neill was, 1 minute left, I know, found to possibly have been doing something with one of the women DAs in his office, and it came out, and that person, basically O'Neill loses, to make a long story short, and the allegations are he was doing some with another DA in the office, and Castor becomes the district attorney. He meets with Cosby's team, and he doesn't think there's enough evidence, and he says, I'm not going to prosecute you, Cosby, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have an agreement with you that you will not be prosecuted so long as you, in the civil case where you're being sued, go ahead and testify.
And not claim your Fifth Amendment
rights. Not claim the Fifth Amendment. So Cosby, which is a sealed testimony, goes and testifies. And I'm going to come back, so keep your flowchart going, and I'm going to go through what happens and why there may be an appealable issue here. Appealable issue here. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
I sense this will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out, of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail, with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Again, we're talking about the Bill Cosby trial. And by the way, I talked about this before. I had one gal said, you know, he's still guilty. Let him go to jail. And look, we're not talking about, this is not an issue as to whether or not he's guilty or not. This is an issue for us as lawyers. Was everything done right? And because, you know, everybody is innocent until proven guilty, no matter what side you're on of the aisle. And this is a big issue that we all collectively believe may be an appealable issue. So O'Neill, before he was a judge, runs against Castor. Castor wins the district attorney's office in Pennsylvania. And then what Castor does, he agrees that he's not going to prosecute
Cosby,
and this agreement is, he says, if you do, you have to testify in the civil trial. And so Cosby gives up his Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination, testifies, says some things that are clearly damning in the case.
He takes a deposition. Yep. He says damning things about himself.
About drugging a woman. And then what happens is Steele comes along and runs against Castor and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to prosecute Cosby and runs against Castor and wins. Now, again, there's this agreement with quote, Castor or slash the office. So Steele wins, and then he starts prosecuting. By this time, O'Neill becomes a judge. Now, in the Cosby trial, again, your flowchart's rolling, everybody. In the Cosby trial, Cosby's team, what do you think they bring up? There's already an agreement with the DA's office that they're not going to prosecute, and we, that is in Cosby, stepped out of his Fifth Amendment and testified, which he shouldn't have done, by the way. I mean, in normal circumstances,
that he wouldn't have done, but for this agreement.
This agreement. So what happens is, Castor shows up in 2016 at the hearing before Judge O'Neill, who's hearing the Cosby case, and testifies under oath, yes, this agreement was with the DA's office, yes, it's valid, and yes, he went ahead and gave up his Fifth Amendment and detrimentally relied on us. And O'Neill, of course, doesn't mention to anyone that, hey, I had an issue with Castor in the past, and he, you know, brought this up about me having an affair with this other DA, and guess what? He says, not credible, I'm going to throw it out and ignore the agreement with Castor that Castor had with Cosby, and the case goes forward, and he's found guilty.
Now, that's big, because...
Why is it big, Denise? There's a few things that are issues here. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, he should have, at the very minimum, O'Neill should have disclosed to the parties that he had personal conflict with Castor. And so that's a witness in the case. He knows Castor, and he had to absolutely inform the parties. I know him personally, and I ran against him, and it could have been a little dirty of politics back then. That would have then given the parties the opportunity to ask for him to recuse himself or to bring a disqualification motion against O'Neill. He didn't do that.
So I just want to read really quickly from the Pennsylvania Code, Rule 2.11, Disqualification, Subdivision A. A judge shall disqualify him or herself in any proceeding in which the judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, including but not limited to the following circumstance. And the very first one is the judge has a personal bias or prejudice concerning a party, the party's lawyer, or personal knowledge of facts that are in dispute in the proceeding. And so, I mean...
Does it talk about witnesses, just out of curiosity?
Well, I think the fact that you got this, the lawyer coming in, testifying about what he agreed to, I think that that would be...
That's a critical part of this whole case, is whether or not that agreement was valid. And Castor says it is. Here's the DA and the guy who did it on behalf of the district attorney's office. So it's not necessarily with Castor. It's with the office.
Yes.
Agrees to this. And now the judge says that's not credible, and he throws it out. Ooh, we're in trouble.
Two points. One, if the word of the state is no good, why would anybody enter into any agreement with any prosecutor in Pennsylvania going forward? I mean, if you can't trust the state's word on an agreement, when the agreement's not made with the man, it's made with the state.
With the county, in this case, the county.
Right. Yeah.
And that's one thing that we had talked about during the break, which is it's the office of the district attorney. It might be filled by different DAs who are elected to that position, but it is the district attorney's office. And, you know, in law school, we talk about this concept of agency, somebody who's authorized to speak on your behalf. And if the office of the district attorney authorized the individual at that time, Castor, to enter into an agreement with Cosby, then that ought to be honored because the agency's principles still apply.
Yeah, but that's as to the agreement. Now, we know that O'Neill threw out that agreement. But on top of that, O'Neill has a duty to disqualify himself if he knows a witness and he's going to judge a witness based upon his personal knowledge
of
his witty. Exactly.
And he doesn't like this guy. That's obvious. The guy pounded him saying, you had an affair with one of my DAs.
Yeah. Yes, and put the people that he had the affair with up on his podium with him and had him publicly support Castor over O'Neill.
I just want to point out one thing. In California, and that's where we are based, and I assume that Pennsylvania has similar laws, but in California, there are at least two mechanisms for the recusal of a judge. One is the judge recusing his or herself, and the other is the attorney recusing under Code of Civil Procedure 170.6, recusing the judge. In order for an attorney to be able to make that known, it would be incumbent upon the judge to at least inform them so that the attorney can make the decision whether or not to recuse the judge. And it did not appear, if Pennsylvania has the same provisions, and I would be shocked if they did not, it did not appear that the judge ever informed anybody so the attorney could at least make the decision, if you're not going to recuse yourself, Judge, then I should. And we talked about the integrity of the conviction and preserving the integrity of the conviction. In my not-so-humble opinion, the recusal of this judge should have been by both the prosecution and the defense. The defense because we don't want you to rule against us, and the prosecution because if I do get a conviction, this is an issue that could completely undo everything I've worked for.
Right.
But in Pennsylvania, does the judge have the option of recusing himself, or does he have to wait for a motion from one of the
attorneys? No, he has a duty.
The code section
duty.
That I just
it
read
says duty,
is,
but
is his duty. He must disqualify himself.
So he should have, when the case started, said, listen, before we get started here, folks, I have an announcement to make.
Well, at least not recuse himself, but say, here's a possible conflict. What do you guys want to do?
I see.
That's what
we're saying. Because he knows a witness. If he knew the parties, he had to do the same thing. If he feels he cannot be unbiased, then he has the duty to recuse himself. He doesn't even have to do the informed consent to him. He has the duty to recuse himself.
This is not on a minor issue. Let's say he didn't, and it was a minor thing that this person was testifying. This is a major part of the case.
Looks like it can't be impartial.
Yes. Does this agreement hold up? If it does hold up, they can't prosecute Cosby. He's out. He's walking free.
That's right.
If it does not hold up, which Judge O'Neill says it does not hold up, then he goes to jail, which is what he's doing. And so it's a major crossroad that, in my humble legal opinion, and again, we don't know every little fact because we haven't read every detail, but assuming those facts, O'Neill should have at least brought it up.
What other grounds of appeal do you see, Todd?
Yeah, there's one other thing about the...
I think there's two.
Two others. There's one with the tape.
Well, and this is an interesting one. So Bill Cosby's wife, Camille Cosby, has come out and said that the prosecutor intentionally used falsified evidence. This was a surreptitiously recorded phone call that Bill Cosby had made, and she is alleging that the phone call was doctored. The audio recording was doctored to make it sound like he made certain admissions that he had not made. And her team, the legal team, has since sent this phone call that was used in evidence in the trial, has sent that to a forensic expert who has said absolutely this was a doctored phone call. And so it raises a question.
Doctored recording of a phone call.
Doctored recording of a phone call.
Like there was omissions in the recording.
And it raises this question. First, this could be an ineffective assistance of counsel argument against Bill Cosby's attorneys by not getting that forensic report sooner. Or B, if there was something in the discovery and the use of the prosecution in not getting them this material sooner that precluded their use of an expert, now the prosecutor has a discovery violation, arguably a Brady violation for not turning over potentially exculpatory evidence. That goes not only to a retrial, but could affect the license of the attorney.
They could have falsified it, too.
That's true. And we will probably talk about more of this after the break. We're down to 15 seconds.
Yeah, we're going to be back right after this.
Okay, stay with us.
855. Yo.
Say the number again, Fred. My fault.
855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Still talking about the different avenues that Bill Cosby. Again, we are saying we are not political. This is not an issue to us lawyers as to get guilt or innocence. Our issue is whether or not things were properly done in the courtroom and outside the courtroom, because we truly believe, us three lawyers, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, the integrity of the system, the integrity of the courts is utmost important.
Absolutely. And we've got O'Neill. He did the first trial. Remember that the first trial ended in a hung jury, and there was a mistrial. Yeah, and then the
Todd is staring at her now. Todd, stop.
And so another pivotal issue is the fact that O'Neill in the first trial did not let more than three other witnesses testify, but in the second trial he let five witnesses testify, and he based this decision on a legal doctrine of implausibility. He said if there are five witnesses that are also saying that this is a pattern of conduct that they experience at the hands of Mr. Cosby, that it is implausible that anybody could not believe that this is a pattern of conduct.
And here's the thing for appeal that I've got with the problem that I've got with this, that might also underscore an argument that the judge was biased and why he needed to disclose the conflict. And it's for this reason. If this doctrine of implausibility, are you saying that it did not exist in the first trial and that this is a novel and new idea that has just come up? Because in the first trial you said three witnesses was okay. It ends up in a hung jury. And now you're saying five witnesses are necessary. So why is it that you limited it in the first trial and now you're allowing it here? And I mean, if this was a new legal theory, I get it. It didn't exist in the first trial. You can't make that argument.
No, I totally agree with you.
Got a problem here. And, you know, we were also talking, and this is sort of reading the tea leaves, so to speak. But if you recall what I was saying about this tape that came in, one of the theories that Cosby's lawyers on appeal might try to say is ineffective assistance of counsel for not bringing in the expert to challenge the authenticity of the tape in the middle of the second trial. And I would note that another news story that has come out is that the lawyers for the trials are seeking unpaid legal fees and suing Cosby to the tune of nearly $400,000.
This is his third set. The first one sued him for $50,000, and now the second group sued him for almost $300,000.
And my point is, again, I don't know what I look. It will all be clearer once we see the documentation filed on appeal. We'll know exactly what grounds they're raising. But if you're trying to connect some sort of dots and just to try to prognosticate what may be the issue, if you've got a potential claim for ineffective assistance of counsel coupled with the counsel complaining that they have not been paid, then maybe two and two are equaling. We'll see how this plays out.
Right.
But I can tell you that aside from Cosby and his lawyers, you know, if this was a discovery issue by the prosecutor, where the prosecutor delayed or did not turn over something to the defense that the defense later learned about and found out that that could be exculpatory. Exculpatory means something that would tend to indicate
give him a defense
or lead to him being found not guilty.
Right.
That is not only grounds for a new trial. That is the kind of stuff that prosecutors can be sued individually for.
For prosecutorial misconduct, right?
They can lose their license. I don't know if you ever recall the Duke lacrosse case. This is where a group of lacrosse team players for Duke University were accused of gang raping this woman that had gone, and the prosecutor withheld a mountain of evidence, including denials, DNA evidence that said it was somebody else. The prosecutor believed her and not them and didn't turn it over.
Even her other false allegations
against
other people.
And that prosecutor, I don't know what he's doing, but he ain't practicing law, and he's got, I think, like a $2 million judgment in a subsequent civil suit hanging over his head. Look, as prosecutors, you have prosecutorial immunity for almost everything that you do. You can't be come after personally for filing for pursuing prosecution against somebody else unless you mess with discovery.
Well, it's quasi prosecutor, you know, immunity. It's only quasi because if you do something individually wrong, that's when you can get sued.
And it's when you go outside the purview of your prosecutorial role. That's why sometimes prosecutors are a little leery to be reviewing search warrants on behalf of law enforcement officers, because search warrants are an investigatory function, not a prosecutorial function.
Got it.
And so they get a little leery of that. If they stay within the purview of pure prosecution, they're fine, unless they mess with discovery, and that is something that...
So we'll definitely going to follow this appeal, yes, and look at the grounds for appeal, and we'll follow up. That'll be many, many months in the future.
Yeah, and we talked about this during the break. The Kavanaugh thing we can talk about. We've decided not to talk about it at this point or to get into it in depth, because there is a lot going on by next Saturday we're going to be able to talk about because of the FBI investigation. We're not going to get into political parts of it. We're going to get into what are the laws and issues of innocence, whether or not a person can be found guilty, what evidence, all this stuff, and how it's a little bit different in court and a Senate hearing. There's a difference here. So yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit later. Cal?
I'm just thinking, I hope we get to the botched operation job.
We'll get to that right now.
Yeah, we'll get to that right now.
I was just going to say, so what happens? A boy wins $31 million in a lawsuit due to a botched circumcision. Here's the interesting thing. This individual, these parents brought this child in. And here's where it gets the issue. He was severely deformed because it was botched. And we're not going to, I don't want to get into details how it was botched.
Not necessary.
But the thing that was the big issue was they sent him home. After it was botched, instead of trying to save part of his...
To do a reattachment.
Right. Or to fix things, they sent him home. Instead of keeping him there and taking him to the emergency room or doing something, the little boy goes home. And then after that, it was too late to do proper attachments, and he has been scarred for life.
How many surgeries now did they say he's had? I mean, dozens of surgeries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Infections, all kinds of nasty.
But they were saying,
problems.
Again, this is all allegations, but he won. But the point is they said apparently if they would have taken care of it immediately after that, they could have saved him in a lot of issues.
So why is that not a criminal matter?
It might be. I don't know. It might be. I'm not quite sure.
Todd, am I missing something here?
Well, I think that on the one...
It's negligence more than it is intentional.
It's negligence, but listen to this. Okay, so if I... Just theoretically, if I come at you and I have a knife, and let's say I stab you with the knife, I mean, that's going to be assault with a deadly weapon, and I've injured you.
Right.
Okay, well, doctors stab people all of the time. But they have consent because it's part of a medical issue.
Right.
So the issue is not cutting somebody. The issue is what is the purview of the consent. And we have medical malpractice all the time where people in the middle of a surgery do something wrong. The only way this could really be criminal is if the doctor did something beyond the purview of the consent. We see this sometimes when, you know, a doctor goes in and they're supposed to perform some sort of surgery, and then some doctor, let's say a doctor's supposed to go in and perform some sort of like a DNC or something like that, and decides they're just going to go ahead and do a hysterectomy while they're in there.
Well, since you don't need that anymore, I'm going to take them out.
That would be a criminal offense because it's way beyond the purview. I didn't consent to that form of invasion.
But isn't it criminal to not reattach a severed organ when you could have?
Yeah.
I think it's close, but in my opinion, that would borderline more on malpractice,
yes,
than criminality.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, professional malpractice.
They might have looked into it, but go ahead.
There's only 1 minute left, and I wanted to answer a question from our last show. We had one of our listeners called in, and they asked this question. They said, is Mel B's ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte, related to Harry Belafonte? And what we found out is that Stephen Belafonte changed his name, his surname, from Stansbury when he moved to Hollywood. So he is not at all related to Harry. So there's your answer, caller, and thank you for the question.
But when the daylight comes, he still wants to go home.
Exactly. Deo, deo.
I don't know what that all means. But we've made it through 3 hours again. We appreciate you being here. Thank you, Facebook Live listeners. We're going to try to do that again. Thanks, Todd, Denise, Cal, Donna. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.